Hello everybody, I am here today with Nazma Akhtar. She is a Bangladeshi activist who has worked with labor rights in Bangladesh. This is a very important issue in Bangladesh, as many of us know. Bangladesh has earned a lot of wealth through the hard labors of its people, particularly in the garment sector. But we also know that the conditions in the factories are not very good. And there have been two major tragedies that we know of. One was, of course, in 2012, when there was the fire in the building Tazreen, which led to many deaths. And of course, the more obvious one that people have a strong memory of was what happened last year, Rana Plaza, the factory building, which collapsed. So my first question to you, Nazma, is perhaps if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your work, and then we can talk specifically about the case, and then we can talk about the human rights dimension.
My name is Nazma Akhtar. I am the president of the Sammilito Garments Workers Federation, and I am the general secretary of the AWAS Foundation. And I've been to work in the factory when I was 11 years old with my mother. Lots of struggle, lots of difficulties I face in my life. Then after that, I am trying to be activist and organizer for the garments workers' rights. So last 28 years, I am involved with this sector.
And what have been the changes that you have seen in the sector in the last 28 years?
Actually, when we were working in the factory, that was like most of the factories under residential area or residential building, and nobody was addressing the garments industry. Now people are getting the maternity benefits, salary. I still have problem, but also they are getting on time, the appointment letter, ID card, maternity issues, the safety issues. These are also addressed. The main, these are issues quite change and also progress. But problem is there, the living condition is not that much improved because the money inflation, also the workers, how much they earn, it's not sufficient because the house rent is very expensive, the daily living cost is grown up day by day, and even the money inflation. So these are issues very challenging. Malnutrition, one of the biggest challenges for the garments workers,
right.
Their hunger. So these are issues. And also you have big tragedy, already you mentioned about the Tazreen and Rana Plaza, which is also scared and also feel very unsafe working condition, and workers sometimes, most of the time they feel ill. But after the accord, you know, the over 180 company has been signed between union and workers. So there is more than 1800 factory has inspected by the accord and also alliance. Now in the days, only, you know, 29 factories, very dangerous. Safety is better. And, you know, also with the freedom of association and right to collective bargaining, it's very hard and challenge. But after the Rana Plaza, you know, the Bangladesh government, the manufacturer, as well as the international focus and pressure or work. So more than 200 factories already has been unionized, got the registration. Many of them are also pending. And new minimum wage has been increased. Some certain things, and especially unionism, is increased in our country, which is very helpful because, as you know, the Rana Plaza, there was no union, there is no bargaining or raise to voice. That is why the worker doesn't want to go inside the factory, but the management said, if you are not coming to the factory or enter the factory, you will not get the salary on month of April. So workers need money. That is why they did this type of, went to that type of dangerous place. So these are issues has slowly changed. But our request to the Western consumer and buyer, they have to be to the responsible business. The people are coming to Bangladesh or Asia to cheap labor. They have to stop that word, the cheap labor. Because if you are using low labor market is very low price, then how you expect the better working condition and better
Absolutely.
Life for the people. So that is the international consumer and the multinational and fashion retailer must be focused on this issue. The workers respect, dignity, and their equal fair share. If it is not work, it will be never work. And also our manufacturers are mostly highly political people, they are very powerful and influential. That is also affect the garments workers. So both party has to be respect. and honor the workers. Don't talk about the cheap labor. Workers should get their decent wage, decent living condition, collective bargaining, and fair share, and respect. That is more important, and workers' voice is very important for every manner. So that is, the business is very important for Bangladesh, because we don't have the alternate business in our country. Garments industry is one of the pillar who can also protect the women, and is very important job for the women workers. It is very needed for us, and the whole entire country, and women empowerment, also financially empowered, that is because of the garments industry. But the garments workers are very dangerous position, the low wages, freedom of association, lots of problems. That is why we request the consumer, buyers, our government, manufacturer, and other stakeholders, please come together and how to build a better industry, better relation, and better profit for also them. So that we need to work together and combine, and we hope it will be work. And we, of course, we want to better business in our country. But if you are not respect the worker, if you are worker and not get proper food, then the productivity will be hampered, and it will be bad impact for also the multinational company.
Right. So
multinational company always earning more than 100% profit, but how much goes to the workers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That they need to be. Again, I'm saying the respect, dignity is must be get the workers. Otherwise, the problem will be happen. And I don't want to anymore Tajrin and Rana Plaza. It's so painful and hardship, you know, for the working people. The workers are dry. They are severe injured. Thousands of workers, their children are orphanage. So those workers came for work and betterment of their life. But those workers, they came to the work and they killed. So we don't want to that type of unfair globalization. The globalization must be fair and respect. That we want. That is my demand to all of the people.
No, that's excellent. And you've covered a lot of points I was going to ask about politicization of unions, the fact that a lot of the factories are owned by politicians, as well as the fact that the minimum wage was low.
Yeah.
One final question I have, one rounding up question I have, is that, you know, I believe about 3,000 factories in Bangladesh support the international market, because they manufacture things which go to Western markets. But I'm told that actually there are close to 7,000 factories in the country, and many of them are for the local consumers, and some of them even export their goods to China. What is being done for those which are not in the area which exports to the Western markets? Because even there, the conditions would be problematic.
Actually, if it is also export in China, that means also it's an exporting country.
Yes.
But you know, the China is less important, the workers' issue or something.
Yeah.
That is one of the challenges, because if they are not look after the safety and other issue, it might be very dangerous. Yeah, it is very dangerous. But another things also, many of the company, they took the decision they will not work in the share building or multi-storage building.
Right.
So there, in this regard also, many factory has been closed and many workers also unemployed. So that is why, because when the multinational company or our local supplier work and running this business with those building, and if now they need to shift their business or move any plan, it should be short-term, long-term, mid-term, some action plan. And how they have to shift the factory, how she have to build the proper infrastructure, that type of things, they need to be collaborating and remuneration or mediation and understanding, because the workers unemployed is not the good sign.
Yeah.
Because those workers are make them the billionaire or the lots of money. But end of the day, if they are unemployed, sometimes they couldn't get their benefit even. So mm-hmm. These are the issues they have to address, and proper infrastructure, proper plan, and ethical and fair business mentality has to be start. Otherwise, it's very tough, you know. And maybe the company today working in Bangladesh, the unsafe working condition is not that bad, good, something many accusing, and they're trying to move and shift one country to another country. That means the exploitation, goes to one country to another country. So that is why the multinational company, what they want, is not, has to be done. That is why we need to be stand up and raise our voice to proper plantation and do the problem solve within the country, within the factory, not it going to split other way. Because this exploitation going to, now you know, people are thinking the Bangladesh is not good, not safe. That is why they're trying to move for their own image, and they wanted to profit and business. But you know, why they are going here? Because they are going to another country, the same exploitation will be happen.
Right.
So we want to fair and equal justice and fair business from the multinational company. Only they shouldn't look after their profit. They have to look after the workers' benefit.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it will not work.
Absolutely. They need to look at the human rights accept the human rights framework. So thank you very much for this conversation, Nazma. And our very best wishes to you for the new year and for all the great work you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, all of you. And all the best and happy new year. And please respect the workers and pay fair to the workers. Thank you.